we are calling out to all the people in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. As you join us, why don't you dial a friend or a loved one and ask them to join us too? We are from the Gospel Hall Assemblies in Barbados. And friends, this is The Joyful Sound. The Lord Jesus Christ is busy today as usual. He is seeking for you. Music today by the Bethel Gospel Chapel Choir. A great song, Seeking the Lost. And now today we have with us, for a wonderful message, Brother Lionel Weeks. Five things you should know. That's what he's going to talk to you about. Listen.
Greetings, dear listening friends, and thank you very much, Brother Frank. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for all that thou hast shown us concerning thy Son. And we thank thee for the grace thou hast given and the faith whereby we can accept it. We are full of this, and our desire is, at thy command, to tell the world. We ask thy blessing now for in this effort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12 is what we'll read. We'll be looking at other scriptures, but this one is for introduction. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, friends, we want to speak to you of these five things that you should know. And the first we will find in this verse that we have read, and that is, whoever you are, wherever you are, whoever you think you are a sinner. Never mind, don't look at your face, don't look at your clothes, don't look at anything. Just bear in mind, according to the word of God, that you are a sinner. Age doesn't stop that, gender don't stop it. You are a sinner. Now, you may ask, how can I make such an accusation upon you? Well, that's what the Bible says, and it is true. You may be able to show a clean record as far as being a citizen of this country or wherever you have lived. Your name does not adorn the court register. Well, that's fine. Very, very good. But you see, that doesn't stop you from being a sinner, because you are born in sin. Well, you may say, well, my parents were married and I'm a lawful child. But you're still a sinner. You're still a sinner, dear friend. And you may say many other things. That won't be anything new, but let me prove to you how you are a sinner. This verse that we have read said that one man sinned. By his one sin, his one act, sin entered into the world. And the consequence upon that is death. And that makes you a sinner. Well, you will say, well, not my fault. Well, you may be right. But it's Adam's fault. But God judged that the whole world would have done the very, very same thing. It is only by hindsight. No. The information that we have to go on, that we may behave differently. But if the whole world was present when Adam sinned, all of us would have done the same thing. God is justified in calling all men sinners because we sinned in Adam. We sinned when Adam sinned. That's the way God reckons it. So, dear friend, that makes you a sinner. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And David said in Psalm number 51 that in sin did his mother conceive him. The meaning that at conception he inherited that sinful nature that Adam passed on. So I would hope that this would give you the conclusion, bring you to the conclusion, dear friend, that you are a sinner. Now in such a state, you need to be saved. Salvation is necessary. If you are not saved, well, dear friend, according to Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 15, your name not found in the Lamb's book of life, you will be cast into the lake which burneth with brimstone. And Revelation chapter 20 and 21 and verse number 8 speaks accordingly. But the faithful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters and liars will have their part in the lake which burneth with brimstone, fire and brimstone. Now friend, that will be the end if you are not saved. So let us conclude again that you need salvation. One, the first thing, you are a sinner. You should know that. The second thing is, being a sinner, you need salvation. It is necessary. Remember, I didn't say you want salvation, because many people will say that they don't want salvation. But the whole world needs salvation. So let us conclude that you need salvation. You need to be saved. The Philippian jailer, there in Acts chapter 16, when he saw God's miraculous hand in that earthquake, all the prisoners, their bands were loose, and yet they didn't move. He was going to take his life, because an escaped prisoner means the life of the guardian. But when Paul and Silas said, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here," the man asked immediately, "What must I do to be saved?" He knew then that he needed salvation. Friend, you need salvation today. You need the Lord Jesus. You need life, and you need it abundantly. The third thing that you should know is this: salvation is available and free. You will want to hear that. You don't only want to hear about a product, you want to hear about the price. And you want to know how available it is. Well, dear friend, the stocks are full. And salvation is free in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is available today. God has spread his word throughout this world. And you today can have salvation and have it free and have it instantly. Now, there are many things that you have to put down your name or stand in line for, but salvation is not one of them. You are not born saved, but the moment that you know what is right and wrong and the Spirit of God convicts you of being a sinner, salvation is available to you. No waiting list, no standing in line, no ifs, no buts. Salvation can be had instantly on conviction by the Holy Spirit. So it is available. John 3:16 helps us with that. That all whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. Romans chapter 3 verse 24 tells us that we are justified freely. So one, you have salvation available. And two, you have it freely. The fourth thing that you should know is this: salvation is urgent. Now, the Lord said there in Matthew chapter 6, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Humankind today do not treat salvation as urgent. Some may, yes, be convinced that salvation is necessary, but they always, most of the time, put it on the back burner. When I have my fling in life, after I am married, after I have finished college, when I get things sorted out, these are all the answers that you get. Some are even so bold and brazen to say, "When I get old." Like if they have AIDS stacked in a barrel somewhere. But friend, that is a mistake. It is a trick of the devil. The salvation is urgent. You should accept the Lord today. There are many, many things. I could paint many scenarios. You could be today alive and well. Tomorrow you may still be alive but not well. Your whole mental faculty might go. You don't know if today was yesterday. You could be in a coma for the next 10 years before you die. All of these are things. And friend, you could be cut off right this moment. James said, what is life? It is just like a vapor. You rise this morning, and before 8 o'clock, you could be gone. You go to bed, you don't even know if you're going to wake up. The man there in Luke chapter 12, he said, soul, take your ease. I have so much laid up and all that. And you know what the Lord told that man? Thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. So friend, salvation is urgent. Lastly, number 5, salvation is forever. You know, this is something that you don't take on today and throw away tomorrow. When you are saved for keeps. The Lord Jesus in John chapter 10 said this, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me, I give unto them everlasting life or eternal life. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. And no man can pluck them out of the Father's hand. Again, John 3:16 assures us that if you believe, you have everlasting life. You know what is everlasting? Something that will last forever. That is everlasting life. And if you go to Romans and chapter 5 again in verse number 17, it tells us words like that, that grace reigns unto eternal life. And in verse number 21 again, that grace will reign through righteousness unto eternal life. That means, yeah, friend, when you are saved for keeps. Now we leave this with you. These 5 things. You need, you're a sinner, you need salvation. It is available right now. Salvation is urgent and it is forever. May God be pleased to bless you with these thoughts and the conclusion that you need the Lord Jesus. For his name and mercy's sake, amen.
You've heard all about it. About sin, about your need for salvation. You've heard that salvation is available and free of cost to you. You've also been warned that salvation is not only necessary, but urgent, very, very urgent. And if you receive salvation, the good news is it's guaranteed. It's forever. And Jesus is waiting to give you that salvation right now. Just repent of your sins and come. He will not cast you out. And then write us so that we can share your joy. Our address, The Joyful Sound, the broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britain's Hill, Barbados. This has been The Joyful Sound.